I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
We're gonna cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're gonna make fun of people. We're gonna hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, so bottom of the seventh, two outs, and I believe nobody on, right? So Stanek pitching for Houston, and the Braves lead it 1-0. They're six outs away from a no-hitter, but they're six outs away from leading the World Series 2-1. But it's a tenuous, at best, 1-0 lead. Carver High said it, a walk and a home run from losing. And I said earlier, you get two on, a second and third, and a single, and you lose that way, too. There's a lot of ways you can lose this game still. So I don't believe anything's safe, to be honest.
No, this game's far.
It's far. Well, I don't know about far, but it's definitely not over. There's a lot going on here. We still got two more afternoon games on Sunday. Washington and Denver in the Mile High City. Denver laying three. I honestly, that team is literally landfill smell garbage. I mean, they are terrible.
They suck. I'm on Washington this week, getting the points on the road. You know, Washington's not that good either. Touchdown Nevada, by the way. They're going to go up 20-0 here in the second quarter on UNLV. Their offense stinks, but like, they were in that game with the Packers. I don't think the score really indicated. Washington was on the road last week. Now, I don't like second week in a row on the road. They're going to Denver. The Broncos are so bad. I'll take some points in this game. Maybe it'll be a nice close game. Even if the Broncos win, maybe get a cover from Washington.
Yeah, you like Washington outright.
I think they're going to win the game outright, but I'm just going to take them with the points.
Oh, all right. Well, I like them both ways, outright and with the points. I'm done with Denver. The Saints host the Bucks, 425 on Fox. And it's in New Orleans, and the Bucks are laying 4.5.
Yeah, I'm on the Bucks here. I'm tired of hearing about the Saints. I don't want to hear it anymore. That team's not that great. Okay, that's what you call a paper tiger. You want to see a paper tiger? Go watch the Saints play football. I am all in on them. Jameis is going to have a very long day against the Bucks. I don't care if they're missing guys in the secondary. I mean, look, these New Orleans wins, are they that impressive? Other than Green Bay opening week. The Green Bay win opening week, obviously. But that was kind of really fluke. You know, 38-3, they beat the Packers in Jacksonville that first week of the season. Other than that, I mean, please. They beat the Patriots. They lost to the Giants. They beat Washington. Beat Seattle. Give me a break. The Bucs are going to stomp this team.
And that game against Seattle the other night was maybe the worst football game I've ever seen.
They should have lost. Seattle missed a whole bunch of field goals in the second half.
Oh, you're on the Bucs there.
Yes.
Sunday night, that line has changed. Minnesota's laying 3 now to Dallas because they don't think Dak's playing.
Yeah, I mean, they always know first, right? Vegas always knows first. And they knew something yesterday afternoon because it went from Dallas minus two to Minnesota minus two. 4-point swing in a matter of an hour. So they got some information. If he doesn't play, I mean, you can't back the Cowboys. Cooper Rush, can't be serious. You just can't do it. Got to take the Vikings.
But are you going to wait until you know?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That he's not playing.
I have to know if he's playing or not. If he's playing, I'm on the Cowboys.
We welcome our radio affiliates on Sirius, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map Radio Network in H-Town and Sports Byline USA in the city. Bada bay, in the way. Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah, soldier. Hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench on a pain-free Friday. I'm Pharrell. Carver High with me tonight. Coming up, Joe Lisi on college football. All right, Carver High, we wrap up your seat of integrity with the Monday Nighter at Arrowhead in Kansas City, where the Chiefs are laying, I got them at 10. Now it's 9.5 against the G-Men. And Mahomes didn't throw a touchdown last week. Looked awful, and they got whacked in Smashville and only 27-3, put up a field goal. Do they come home and light up the Giants to prove that they are still formidable? Because right now they are not anywhere near a playoff team.
Yeah, look, if they can't whack the Giants on Monday night, then maybe they should shut it down this year. It's just not going to happen for them. This is a team that they absolutely should be able to score points against. And the Giant offense, not very good either. So even the Kansas City defense has a chance to get a little get right here. They need to drop a nice 30-40 hammer on the Giants on Monday night. That's what the Chief offense needs in the worst way.
I think they'll put 45 on them.
Yeah.
So just so we're clear, Tyler Matzik's in the game now for the Atlanta Braves. I think, you know, between him and Joe Smith, they're nasty. I think Matzik's their best reliever.
I agree.
I know they think Smith is, but I think this guy, Matzik's, like, unhittable.
Listen, I'll give him all these guys that have come out of the Atlanta bullpen, not just in this series, but the entire playoff. I mean, Minter's been good. Jax, all these guys that they're using tonight, they've all been excellent in the postseason, and that's how you win World Series now in Major League Baseball. You get yourself a strong bullpen that's all performing well at the same time, and you can win it.
The Knights beat the Ducks in that game in a shootout, 5-4. I've hit every game tonight, but I'm going to lose the Dallas game, Carver High. 4-1, Senators are about to win in 8 seconds. I'm going to go 5-1. That's not bad betting in the NHL. All right, we got a lot coming up a little bit later in about 15 minutes, Joe Lisi. They gave up a bloop single. Matzik gives up a bloop single to left, and that breaks up the no-hitter. And they get a runner on, nobody out at first. They bring out bring in the pinch runner. Siri is in now. I don't know if you noticed this or not, because Darno's thrown out 2 of 43 base runners. He can't throw anybody out. He sucks behind the plate, throwing out people trying to steal. So, but Matzik's, you know, a left-hander, and he's tough to run against. But Siri's over there at first, right? And so he strikes out Castro for the first out. So Siri's over first. Did you notice this guy, Siri, who doesn't even play?
He just runs.
Rarely, if ever. Have you ever seen anyone that is so insignificant have a gold chain as large as the one he has around his neck?
God, jeez. He's got the ice going there, man. You're talking about the Iceman over there on first.
Listen. It's as big as a Hawaiian lei.
That is, I mean, you got to be kidding me. That is straight out of, like, Major League 2, you know, and when they all come back in Major League 2 and Willie Mays, Hayes, Omar Epps, like, he's got the big head and he comes in with all the chains. I mean, that's what he's looking like right there. I mean, he's got just a lot of ice rolling around that neck.
Did I just not call this perfectly that, because I just said to you before we came back from break, I go, I guarantee you, watch, Altuve, Brantley, Bregman, and Alvarez are all coming up.
Oh, this is, they got five outs left to get, And they got to get through the big guys to do it.
Five outs left, and they got to get through the heavy murderer's row of this team. All of their best hitters are coming up, one after the next. And you just know it's coming right now. This guy, Altuve, he's been a World Series MVP. He's got the second most home runs ever in World Series or in, you know, postseason history. He's tied with Bernie Williams. Did you know that?
I did know that, yes.
He's second to Manny Ramirez, but he just popped out. Ooh. He just fouled out, and I have seen it all.
What a shame. Very upsetting.
What a shame. Wow. I hate him dead.
What a shame.
I really hate him dead. I just want to – you know I'm rooting for the Braves. I don't want any part of this Astro team winning anything. Screw you, Houston. I don't care what anybody thinks of me down there. I've been on the air down there forever. It doesn't mean I don't love anybody down there. I just don't like your baseball team, so whatever. Who gives a rat's ass, right?
That's it.
Like, you don't care about my teams. You hate my teams. There's nobody down in Houston likes the Penguins, Pirates, and Steelers, okay? So mind your own business. Oh, and the Yankees, too. Sorry. And the Canes and Notre Dame. Oh, he throws the ball into center field. Did I not tell you Travis d'Arnaud sucks? He just threw the ball into center field. The tying runs at third. He's so awful, this catcher. Did I just not tell you how awful he was?
Yes.
The guy can't throw anybody out. He just threw the ball into center field. And it was a perfect pitch. What are you doing? I got to blame that on Dansby. That was a good throw. That was a bounce throw that Dansby took his eye off of. That was right on schedule. He threw it in the dirt, but that ball should have been stopped by Swanson. You can't deny that, Carver High.
I haven't seen it yet. When I see it, hopefully right now, I will let you know. I think I'm about to see it.
This ball shouldn't have been caught. 1-1 to Brantley. He's going to drive in this run, Brantley. He's their best hitter.
Oh, Swanson's got to catch that. That's on Swanson. I mean, yeah.
He
one-hopped it, no doubt, but Swanson's got to catch that. You're a major league shortstop. That's like taking a ground ball.
He took his eye off of it because the runner was diving into him.
Yep. That's on Swanson.
But Brantley's their best hitter. I mean, he's hitting 500 in the series.
Yep. Now you're
1-2 now,
to
Brantley. He's hitting 500. He's literally been, in this series so far, their best hitter, bar none. Can you imagine if this guy, Tyler Matzek, gets out of this jam? Now, you know what he does. Don't throw that guy a fastball. You got to throw him a wicked slider outside. Keep that thing away from him. And down, so no matter what, it's a ground ball. You got to keep this out and down, no matter what. Fastball popped up. He's out of the jam.
Wow.
Boom. What a lucky break on that high cheese. That was a bad pitch. If you ask me, a fastball right down the middle against their best hitter. Wow. I got to admit, that's the first time I've actually found the World Series to have any juice to it at all was that inning right there. You got to admit, right?
Yes.
It's been boring.
The drama's there. Three outs away here for the Braves to go up 2-1. But like you said, they're going to have, you know, Bregman, Alvarez, big part of the order coming up in the ninth.
Yeah.
The big hitters.
So it's not over yet. So here's another tip for you. I was watching these guys, the NBA crew on ESPN with Greenberg and Wilbon Smith and Rose, right? Jalen Rose. And I was watching them before. Now, I don't deny all these guys are talented. There's no doubt about it, right? Every one of them is great at what they do. Fair enough. But I got to tell you, I don't know who's like producing this show or whatever, who's running it. But there's got to be somebody that they get, you know, with enough juice to actually tell them to shut the Pharrell up because they never stop stepping all over each other and talking. And they don't answer the question ever that the guy Greenberg throws out there. They go off on tangents Like, they go off-roading like nothing I've ever seen. Like, he'll ask him about Embiid. He'll start talking about LeBron James. If he talks about LeBron James, the other guy will start talking about Ben Simmons. If that guy's talking about Ben Simmons, the other guy starts talking about Ja Morant. They never talk about what they're supposed to be talking about. They go crazy talking over each other. They all talk at the same time. I watched before the game. It was so bad I had to turn the channel. They were all screaming at each other at the same time, and the guy Greenberg looked like he was ready to put a 9 Glock in his mouth. All three of them won't shut up. They just don't shut up. They all try to outdo each other at the same time.
A lot of opinions.
They're all talking at the same time, 100 miles an hour, and arguing. Somebody has to come in there and tell them to shut the Pharrell up. Like, someone shut up. You know, take turns. They got to take turns, because when they start all talking at the same time, it is the most painful television I've ever watched in my life. And you can quote me on that. Oh, and I'm not wrong either. Is there anything worse than watching like CNN or Fox, like during, let's say, the like a political season, let's say the presidential campaign's going on and they're arguing about Biden and Trump? And they got four talking heads on a four block with the host, whoever, Don Lemon, right? And they got four guests on at the same time. They got a couple Republicans and a couple Democrats on at the same time talking about whatever. And have you ever once seen it where they just all are screaming and yelling at each other at the same time and no one ever shuts the Pharrell up? It's the worst television ever. There's nothing worse than three or four guests at the same time screaming at the top of their lungs, trying to get their opinion across and never shutting up and never listening to anyone else. And all they do is talk over one another. It's the worst TV ever. It really is. I don't think I'm better than anybody at anything. I do know this, though, Carver High. You and I do Coast to Coast, so we don't have that problem. We have fun. No. I always step on you to like talk about what you're talking about, but we never scream and yell and talk at the same time for the whole segment.
No.
We go back and forth, and you know we do. I don't even want to hear it. The only person that does any stepping on anyone is me, because I'm a jerk. You have to know when you're an idiot, and I know when I'm an idiot. Gopher to Two was just talking to Carver High about Cardi B. And I don't know if Carver High remembers this or not. You know, my daughter Chop, she knows a lot of those Cardi B songs. And there's one of them in particular that she sings around here that is so funny. Like, when she sings the whole thing word for word, I mean, I even get my mother-in-law 90 dancing in the kitchen, and we all start just losing our minds. It's the one where she's like, I'm a boss, you're a worker. When she does the other one, this is blood money. I make money moves. These are blood money. I make money moves. I'm a boss, you're a worker. I love that chick and her fat ass. So anyway, Joe Lisi, he's very excited right now that I'm talking like this on the air, but I'm pretty cool for an old guy. I know everything, including everything I need to know about Cardi B and her 7-inch fingernails.
I like the fingernails, though, Scotty. I could overlook that. Trust me. I mean, you know, she's got it going on. She's got back. That's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, that chick would work you over, Joe. You wouldn't know what hit you. That's all night long, like Ric Flair. You're like the Four Horsemen with that chick. You got to go all night long. I mean, you're going to have trouble holding these alligators down.
I'm going to have to take like creatine. That. I'm going to have to take some creatine, some go to GNC and pump up, right?
I'd have to take a lot more than creatine to go all night with her. I'd have to get out to Rio. Carving up lines. All right. I couldn't stay up that late, Joe. I'd have to break out. I'd have to go on a Miami Vice run. So let's do it. It's time for our weekly foray into college football with your boy, Joe Lisi, who has been arguing at nauseam with Carver High about these games all week long on their afternoon 1 p.m. Eastern college football show on SiriusXM 204 Sports Grid Radio and everywhere else for that matter. All right, so tonight, just an update. Nevada's up 20-0, a minute left and a half in Reno, and Navy beat Tulsa 20-17. We hit Navy on the spread, and we laid the piece, the 20 piece, with Nevada against UNLV tonight. We'll see how that goes in the second half, but right now it looks like they're going to paste them. Let's go through the big games tomorrow, Joe. North Carolina and Notre Dame at Notre Dame Stadium. Under the lights, the Irish laying 3.5.
My best bet for the weekend, Scotty. You wanted to start out with fire. I know Carver and I are against it. I like the fact that Kyle Hamilton's out for Notre Dame, leader of the secondary, North Carolina coming off a bye week. I like the fact that Notre Dame played USC, the emotional letdown the next week. I like the speed team in North Carolina. I know Notre Dame dominates at home and dominates ACC opponents. But I think North Carolina is a live dog, took them plus 3.5, and going to look to take them on the money line after the show.
Carver High is having none of the shenanigans. Tell them, Carver High.
Yeah, we can't have that. Notre Dame has won 35 straight games as a favorite straight up. They don't cover them all, but they win them. They will beat North Carolina. In fact, Joe, they're not just going to beat them. Notre Dame will win by double digits tomorrow night against Sam Howell. He always, always never shows up on primetime games. You can't find Sam Howell. So give it to the Irish at Notre Dame Stadium tomorrow night.
Here's another one for you. Here's another thought, just a thought. So at the beginning of the year, everyone in pro football circles, including the Steelers, were scouting Sam Howell. And they were down there in Chapel Hill watching this guy throw. Everybody's in love with him. Word was he'd be the top quarterback in the NFL draft. Now, when the Steelers go looking for quarterbacks, they only have to drive 5 miles out to the Pitt campus to watch Mr. Pickett throw the ball, or they can just stay in their own stadium where Pitt plays and watch him, kick ass last week against Clemson and throw for 3.25. And now this week he's going to do the same thing to Miami. That's the quarterback they should draft, not this hack-ass Sam Howell, who I don't have 1 second of time for in the NFL. If that guy's going to be a superstar in the NFL, I'm going to start watching figure skating, I got to tell you. Cincinnati and Tulane on Bourbon Street, Joe. Cincinnati laying 27.5.
Yeah, I'm gonna P.O. off all the listeners that listen that say, can you back Tulane again? Yes, I'm backing them in this spot. I think this is a perfect matchup to take the 26.5 home game. Cincinnati wins. Tulane covers the line. I don't believe Cincinnati covers this large number, even though they need it. I'm backing Tulane because they run the rock with Tajay Spears and the crew.
I got to tell you, Carver High, I'm sick of people on television. I hear all the time the phrase in college football. Every week, all I hear is style points.
Style points.
It's so ridiculous. Charts and graphs. Style points this. Where was their style last week against Navy, huh?
Right.
In their arse?
Well,
who do you like there, Carver High? Cincinnati? Are you laying it or not?
I'm laying it. The reason why everybody is talking style points is because Tuesday is when the first college football playoff ranking comes out, and Cincinnati wants to try and impress the committee, although those dumb suits sitting in that room, before they make their first picks on Tuesday.
All right, Joe. Michigan and Michigan State and East Lansing and Wolverines are coming in to see Sparty, and it's at 4 right now with Michigan favored. And Jim Harbaugh has his best team yet in Ann Arbor. Both teams are 7-0. Which one's the paper tiger? I know which one I think it is. Let's hear it from Joe.
I'm going to back Peyton Thorne and Kenneth Walker, who looks like Lorenzo White. Give me Mel Tucker and Sparty plus the 4.5. No confidence in Jim Harbaugh, Cade McNamara on the road.
Carver High.
Yeah, I was kind of on Sparty early in the week. I'm now on the Wolverines. I think they take care of business. I think that they're the better team. Let's be honest here. Who's Michigan State beating this year? Who are they beating?
One.
A Miami team that sucks on the road? They're going to lose tomorrow at home to Michigan.
I honestly, I couldn't agree more. They beat Indiana. They suck. They beat Rutgers. They suck. They beat Western Kentucky. They suck. They beat Nebraska. They suck. They beat Miami. They suck. They beat Youngstown State. They suck. And they beat Northwestern. They suck. Now, I don't have time to go through Michigan's schedule, but I do have to say.
He punched himself out.
It ain't that much better. It ain't that
much better. He punched himself out.
Well, listen,
did it one round.
Hey, look, I think, you know, in my opinion, Michigan beat, now Western Michigan beat Pitt in Pittsburgh, and Michigan beat their ass. They beat Washington, who was at the time hyped, kicked their ass. Northern Illinois had a great season. They kicked their ass, put 63 on them. But Northern Illinois won a bunch of games. They've been tough as hell. They beat Rutgers. They beat Wisconsin's ass in Camp Randall. They went to Lincoln and won the game, and they kicked Northwestern's ass. I think they've had a harder track. I think they're more physical up front. I think their running game's better. And I don't know why everyone thinks this McNamara kid sucks. I think they'll go in there and beat Michigan State, but we'll see. We'll see. I think it's going to be a great game. I'm all for it. I think Michigan goes into the Ohio State game undefeated and actually has a shot against them this year, where I don't think they've had a shot against them once in the last decade. All right, Iowa and Wisconsin in Camp Randall, high noon, hook 'em and hang 'em at high noon in the town square. Hawkeyes come in getting 3, Joseph.
I'm going to lean to Iowa. Better defense and better quarterback play. Can't back Graham Mertz in the spot. And they won this ball game 28-7 last year. I don't love these early games, but I do like Iowa in this ballgame.
Carver High.
Yeah, I think Iowa wins straight up. They'll beat Wisconsin and Camp Randall. Money line for Iowa tomorrow.
I'm with both of you guys. Texas and Baylor in Waco. Baylor laying 2.5 to the Horns.
Yeah, I would lean to Texas. Again, not a game I really like, but I got to go with the speed perspective. Not sold on the complete team, even though Dave Aranda and the crew have one loss. I would lean to Texas, but don't love it.
I mean, Baylor's 6-1 Carver High, for Christ's sakes. They get no love from Joe.
They're getting no love from me either. I'm taking Texas tomorrow straight up. I think that they beat the Bears in Waco. A little too much offense. I know the Texas D sucks, but I think they'll outscore them.
I hope you're not betting your flask of whiskey because you're going to be thirsty driving home. Miami and Pitt at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, and the Panthers are laying 9. Joe, I think it's too much wood against Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke, the quarterback of the Miami Canes.
He's going to come out with like a black suit, a black tie, and black cleats, right? He's going to come out, hey, everybody, I'm Dick Van Dyke, right? I would lean to Miami. Again, a game I don't love. Miami's beat them 3 straight. Emotional letdown. I would lean to the Canes, but this is a game I'm not playing. I was on Miami last year, opened at 9.5, closed at 13.5. Pickett didn't play. They wound up not covering the closing 9 of 13.5. They won by 12.
I think Pitt has to come back and win this game in the second half. Carver High, I don't know about emotional letdown and all this other stuff. I think Van Dyke's going to give them problems, and I think Pickett's going to have to find a way to get it done if they still want to go play for the ACC championship against Wake. They won't cover.
I think Pitt wins the game. I like the under more than anything else, under 61.5.
We got a lot more to hit with Gopher to 2. Go for Jim! Joe Lisi on the bench on a pain-free Friday. So the Braves won 2-0. Darnell hit a home run. They finished it off. Smith on the mound. And they lead the Astros 2-1 in the World Series after taking game 3 in rainy, cold Atlanta tonight, where they are now 11-0 in the playoffs at home. Game 4 is tomorrow in Atlanta as well. So Braves get it done. 2-0 shut out of the Astros. And they're 2 away from winning the World Series, but it's not going to be easy. That's for sure. All right, we're talking to Joe Lisi. Iowa State and West Virginia in Morgantown. Iowa State land 7.5. Originally, I got it at, I think, 7. And I actually, am I crazy? I could have sworn it was 7. I got it at 7 when it came out. I'm on Iowa State. You think they can handle their business in Morgantown, Joe?
Yeah, that's one of my better bets. I didn't put it out on the show, but I bet them. I'm laying 7 and 7.5 with them on FanDuel. They won this ballgame 42-6 last year, and I'm not sold on West Virginia from an offensive perspective. And this team now going on the road, I think they take care of business. Quarterback play advantage Brock Purdy over Jared Daigle. I just think the physicality, offensive, defensive line for Iowa State, I think they get it done on the road. They're able to run the football against the front seven of West Virginia.
Cocktail party, Georgia laying 2 touchdowns to Florida. Is it too much, Joe?
I think it is. I'm taking the points with Florida, and I'm actually looking at Florida over 17.5 total team points. I think the quarterback play of Richardson, Emory Jones, they're mobile. They'll be able to put some pressure on that defense on the perimeter, and I think that's the matchup. I mean, they might not win, but covering 2 touchdowns with a week off of prep, I think they have a good shot to do that. I like Dan Mullen in the spot.
Carver High, what do you think? Bulldogs handle it or not?
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Bulldogs here. Until I see them not do it, I'm going to lay with them. Florida got me with Alabama last month. I'm going to go after them again tomorrow with Georgia.
Texas Tech in Norman against the Sooners. They're laying a 19 spot. It seems like they struggle every week, Joe.
I know, and they lost 9 straight to Oklahoma, but the last 4 by 25 points per game. This has blowout special written all over it. They lost 62-28 last year. I can only look Oklahoma a game. I'm not going to be betting, though.
Carver High, you going to lay that big piece?
I am not going to lay that big piece. I would rather take the 19.5 with Texas Tech. I actually like the total more. I think Joe does too, 66.5 or something like that. Give me the over in that game.
Colorado in Outson at Eugene against Oregon. The Ducks are laying a fat 24.5 piece, Joe. That's a lot of lumber.
Yeah, I would lay it. Colorado's starting linebacker is out, so I think they can run on them. I know the emotional win. They're at home. No margin of error. I think Colorado gets it done.
Carver High, are you going to take those points with Colorado, or are you going to lay it?
Man, the Ducks just haven't been covering against anybody. The couple times I've tried this year, they haven't done it, but Colorado is so awful. Oh, geez. I would rather
Carl
lay with Oregon.
Carl Durrell.
All
right. Wake Forest is at home and taking on Duke in Winston-Salem, and they're laying 16.5, Joe.
I would take the points just off of the where the line is under the key number of 17. Again, I don't love it. I think Wake wins. Duke finds a way to cover.
Carver High, you going to lay it with Wake or not?
I'm not laying it with Wake. I'm taking the over 70.5. I think there's going to be just a boatload of points in this game. Over.
Auburn is hosting Ole Miss, laying 3 to Ole Miss. I kind of like Auburn here, Joe.
I'm with you. One of my better bets for the weekend, another bet I didn't put out, but they've won 5 straight by 12 points per game. They have coming off a bye week. Look at the 4 games that Ole Miss played. Arkansas, Bama, Tennessee, and LSU. Very physical games. Now they go on the road. They're still banged up. I think Auburn can run on them in this ballgame. They won by 7 last year in Jordan-Hare. I think they win again by 7 or more.
Kentucky and Mississippi State in Starkville, and Kentucky's getting 1.5. They're 6-1 against 4-3 Bulldogs. Who do you like there, Joe?
I took Miss State plus 1.5 at the start of the week, Scotty. I just think they're front 7 at home in Starkville. Even though Kentucky coming off a bye week, this is a game that Kentucky forced 6 INTs last year, revenge. Leach got it done last week against a terrible Vandy team. Tell me the marquee win under Mike Leach. He's got to step up and get a big win. This is his opportunity.
I don't know, Carver High. I think Kentucky can beat them.
I'm on the Wildcats. I do think Kentucky will beat them. I know that the number is kind of fishy, but I'm going to stick with Kentucky.
Kansas and Oklahoma State in Stillwater, Joe, and the Pokes are laying 29.5. Kansas covered against Oklahoma with that kind of piece.
Yeah, I would take the – I mean, again, I think Oklahoma State wins. Kansas covers, though. I mean, 30 – this line opened up at 32. It's down to 29 and a hook.
SMU at Houston. It's straight up pick 'em.
Easy. You take Dykes over Holgorsen any day of the week. That's it. Signed, sealed, delivered. Done.
Penn State and Ohio State at the Horseshoe. Ohio State laying 19.5.
I'm wearing the Penn State jersey as we speak. I'm taking James Franklin. I'm taking the 19.5. I think they cover easy. And I'm on Jahan Dotson's over receiving total, 74 and a hook.
Must be because they look so good against Illinois Carver High that he's taking them.
Yeah, I was not impressed with Penn State last week, but I do think this number's a little high. I could see some backdoor garbage from Penn State here with this 19, this fat number covering here.
BYU at Edwards taking on Virginia and their old buddy Bronco. BYU laying 2.5, Joe.
Who has a bigger chin, Bronco Mendenhall or Kyle Whittingham, huh? I like Virginia and Brennan Armstrong in this matchup. Can't back Sataki as a small home favorite. The altitude won't be a factor. I know Virginia's defense sucks, but Virginia has a way better offense, more physical in the trenches. I think they get it done.
Carver High, who do you like there? I'm on BYU.
Yeah, I lean BYU, but I like the over more. Over 66.5 in that game. A lot of points out west.
10:15 kickoff by midnight, east. Virginia players are going to be sleeping on the bench and in the blue tent. They're going to have to get smelling salts out for them. Fresno and San Diego State at San Diego State. Fresno is actually laying one to the 7-0 undefeated Aztecs. There is no way I'm getting off San Diego State, Joe. Every week they made me money the entire season.
I'm with you, but I really like the over, Scotty, 44.5. I think that's my bailout special. I'm keeping it in the holster just in case.
Keeping it in the holster just in case you need to make some money late night.
Exactly.
Carver High, who do you like there, Carver High? Great game.
I'm on the Aztecs. Like you said, they've been really good. Hard to go against them here, especially at home. Little rock fight once again. Give me the under. Give me the Aztec.
All right, let me look here at some of the rest of them, see if there's anything I like here just to throw your way. Indiana, Maryland, Joe, real fast. Maryland laying 4.5.
Yeah, I would lean to Indiana. I don't like the game, but I love the over.
Arizona State laying 16 to Washington State at Tempe. I think it's too many points.
I would lay it with Arizona State. Not one of my better picks, though. Too high of a number over 14. I would lay it, though, if I had to pick.
Utah State and Logan laying 5 to Hawaii.
Let's go.
Yeah, like Utah State, I like the over. That seems fishy, 66.5, doesn't it?
Yeah, Clemson laying 9.5 to Florida State. In Death Valley.
Clemson's won 5 straight by 22.8 points per game. I would lean Clemson. Best bet in that game, love, one of my best bets, over 47.5.
Minnesota at Northwestern laying 7.5 to Gophers.
Yeah, I could only look to Minnesota in this ball game, but it wouldn't shock me if Northwestern covered it. But I would still lean to the Golden Gophers here. They have an opportunity to go 6-2. One loss in the Big Ten, they have a chance to actually go to the Big Ten championship. So only
Oregon
Minnesota
State
in that ballgame.
Is at Cal in Berkeley. Oregon State laying 1.5. Fishy line.
Love Cal. I don't know. Call me crazy. I'm going with Justin Wilcox. I'm going with the Berkeley Bears in this ballgame. A lot of people are on Oregon State. I'm not buying it. I think they're good. They're not elite. Give me Cal at home.
USC home laying 21.5 to Arizona.
This is crazy. I could only look to USC, but I'm not betting it. There's no way I'm going to bet that game. Both teams are garbage.
A great game. Boise at Fort Collins, where Jesus lives. Colorado State getting 2.5 at home.
Easy, Boise. Easy. It's a Dazio. Come on.
I think Colorado State will win. UCLA and Utah and Salt Lake. Bruins getting 6.5 from the Utes.
Yeah, one of my better bets. I really like Utah. The fact that Dorian Thompson-Robinson's banged up. Utah coming off a loss. Much better home team than road team. Too physical in the trenches. They wear down UCLA.
And Washington at Stanford. Stanford laying 2.5 in Palo Alto.
I'm going to scream it, Scotty. I love the Huskies. Oh, and
what
Jimmy
are you
Lake.
Doing, Joe?
I
honestly.
Love. This is
how
turning,
can you,
this is
how
turning
can you
into one of
wagon.
My better bets of the weekend.
How, well, do you hitch, how do you hitch the wagon on Washington,
well,
the awfulness that we've watched from them all year?
Yes.
You're going to back Washington here? Oh,
yes,
Joe.
Yes.
So,
all
speaking
they...
of banged up, Joe, what's the deal with the sushi chick? You're rolling like extra miles to this date? I mean, you got to get some leg out of this. If you're not, like, if you're driving 25 miles to date this chick, to take her to the sushi bar, I mean, you might as well just do it right there in a parking lot.
Scotty, we're going the same kickoff of Penn State and Ohio State, so you got to keep an eye out.
I don't even know what that means. Are you going to get it or not? Like, are you gonna score?
Like,
I mean, you got to get
the. I want to say it's like 95%. Yeah, but no, you never know with these things.
Give me the crack crab legs and a piece, baby. What up?
Joe, let me just tell you something, Joe. The tickets will be there in the morning to cash, bro. The tickets will be there in the morning to cash.
That's right.
All right.
You got to worry about that extra cocktail sauce, son.
I might have to excuse myself and put in the bailout special at 10:15.
I might have to go to the holster.
Right. What are you doing? Just scrolling. I'm looking for something.
Hey, Joe, I'll see you in a couple weeks. I'm out next week, but I'm sure Carver High will go through all the college football games with you on the bench on Thursday or Friday. I'll see you the week of the 8th, all right?
You got it, brother. Safe trip, safe travels.
My man, go for the 2, Joe Lisi. He's a badass. It's Pharrell on the bench. All right, Carver Hyde, Nevada is pimping UNLV right now, 27-0. A minute into the second half, they've scored right out of the gates. And NBA, how about the Nuggets putting it on the Mavericks, 87-56 after 3 in the Mile High City? And I'm on the Nuggets laying 2 or whatever the hell it is.
That was a real short number. That was a real short number considering Dallas played last night and they had to go on the road to Denver. That was a real short number.
The Blazers as well. I got to look at this number. It's 2.5, and they're up 7 with 8, I guess around 9.5 minutes left. Excuse me, 9.5 minutes left at the Moda. And the Cavaliers lead the Lakers 62-61 with 8:50 left in the third. Way too much time left. I still think the Lakers will win that game. And I just need the Cavs to cover 8. I don't even think it's going to be easy to cover 8 when it's a 1-point game right now, right? At any minute, they could explode. I hit the Kings. Nets to win, Raptors to win, Heat to win and cover. And I'm on the Blazers, the Nuggets, and the Lakers to win and the Cavs to cover. So there you go. Hockey, I couldn't be hotter. I hit the Panthers, the Rangers, the Capitals, the Canes, and the Knights. I lost the Stars. Senators beat them 4-1. College football out the yang tomorrow all day long from noon until you pass out. Sunday, pain day. Monday night, Chiefs and Giants. I'm back the week of the 8th. I'm out next week, 1-5, baby. Have a great Pharrelloween. Eat a lot of candy. Try to get a little leg. I'll see you on the week of the 8th on Coast to Coast at 4 Eastern and Pharrell on a bench at 10 Eastern. Have a great holiday weekend, everybody. Peace. Great job, Carver Hodge. Hang out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car?
waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.